to the neighbor and say, is your mind all right? Or just talk to yourself, is my mind all right? Sometimes we got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Anybody got to check yourself sometimes in the morning? That's me. So today we do have the opportunity to look at a powerful relationship between a mother and her children through Proverbs 31, chapter 31, if you have your Bibles, 26 through 28, because spiritual guidance, wisdom, and instructions are necessary for development. And I don't know who I'm talking about or who I'm talking to, but in this season of your life, I truly want God to grow. I truly want God to grow in your life and in my life. So as we look here in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 26 and 28, the scripture says, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call to her blessed. Turn to neighbor and say, you are blessed. And her husband also, and he praised her. So today I want to entitle this message, Mother May I, and the subtitle is The Mind and Wisdom of a Mother. The Mind and Wisdom of a Mother. You see, I remember growing up as a little boy, and every Sunday we had to get up early to prepare ourselves for Sunday school at First Baptist Church of Fair Forest in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You see, my mother cooked breakfast every Sunday morning before church and always asked if we had studied our Bible verse for the week. You see, during Sunday school, our teacher, Miss Josephine Jeter, required every child to remember at least one scripture. At that time, I thought she wanted every child to become a preacher. But looking back, I understood she simply wanted us to build a true relationship with God's word. I truly believe it was those Sunday school lessons and those godly teachings that helped guided us in the right directions. Those lessons were preparing us not for the moment we were in, but also for the struggles and the challenges that will come our way. They would always tell us, keep on living because life is going to grow up with you. And one day you will need the word of God to lean on. Though I got a witness. Now that I'm older, I can truly say it was those instructions, those prayers, those examples, and that helped save my life. Even Miss Jeter and my mother did not just teach the word of God, young people. They lived it. They didn't just teach the word of God. They lived it. Turn to your neighbor and say, how are you living your life? Out loud. You see, I watched them pray for their families and gather everyone around the table. And the discipline of us was necessary. And I know I was not the only one that got whippings. I feel like when I went to school and church, I got a whipping. When I got home, I got another whipping. I still to this day don't understand why I got that whipping. But as I remember growing up in a neighborhood called Fraulein, it was filled with family laughter and simple joys of childhood. My siblings and I spent days outside playing, and somehow every child on the block felt connected to our family. I didn't even know if children today still go outside and create games and using their imagination the way we used to. But I remember those days like it was yesterday, young people. It was summertime, and my mother would cook hot dogs and fries for our family, and somehow the neighborhood kids always knew when my mother was cooking. One by one, they would come knocking on the door. Can we eat too, Miss Anderson? And without hesitation, my mother would always make room. To this day, I still don't know how she took a pot of chili, a few hot dog buns, a pan of fries, and fed more than 15 children in the neighborhood. You see, my mother knew how to make ends meet. Does that sound like somebody's mother in this room? Looking back, I realized she was not just feeding the children of the community. She was nurturing hearts. She was creating memories. She was teaching us that kindness, generosity, and wisdom looked like in real time. Her kitchen became more than just a place to eat. It became a safe place, a place where people felt welcome, valued, cared for. This is the mind of a wise mother. After eating with the children in the neighborhood, the first thing I would ask my mother, Mother, can I go outside and play? And immediately she said, yes. But first, you need to wash the dishes in the kitchen. And after cleaning the kitchen, I would go outside and play. Now, how many, by the show of hands, remember playing the game Mother May I? Anybody? Okay, I see. Even some young kids. You see, Mother May I is a classic children's playground game where one player, the mother or the leader, stand far away from the rest who try to move forward by asking permission to take steps or movements. You see, the leader answered yes, you, or no, you may not, to move closer to win the game. You see, in this game, there's key rules in game children. The mother stands at one end of the room, facing on the other side, while the children line up on the opposite side. Each children take a turn asking the question in format, Mother, may I take one or two or three steps? Then the children ask to take a giant step, baby steps, or frog steps, or hops, or any type of step. Even some kids crawled in this particular game. The mother replies, yes, you may, or no, you may not. If a child moves without asking or forgets to say, Mother, may I, they must not return to the starting line. In winning, the first child to reach the mother wins and becomes the new leader for the next round. You see, Mother May I was more than just a childhood game. It was a lesson in guidance, respect, patience, and trust. Someone say trust. And honesty in the mirror of life itself, because many times we want to move forward before we listen. We want results before wisdom. We want progress without guidance. But Mother May I teaches us here that progress is not just movement. It is about alignment. And, of course, this month we're talking about mental alignment. Someone say mental alignment. You see, the children who won the game were not just always the fastest. They were the ones who listened carefully and followed directions faithfully. Spiritually, the same is true for us today. Just as children ask, Mother, may I, we should also learn how to pause and seek wisdom before making a real life decision. Sometimes God places wisdom in our voice of our mother, sometimes in our grandmother, sometimes in our mentor, sometimes through correction, and sometimes through prayer. But there is power in asking before acting. Ultimately, Mother May I reminds us that the direction will always take us further than rushing ahead on our own. Someone say, Mother May I. So as we go through this message, I really believe we have to go deeper to understand the meaning and how we move in the right direction. So with that being said, as we continue to go throughout this message, I want to define some key words that's going to help us to understand, for those who take notes, what does it mean when you hear Mother May I in this message? Somebody say wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. I hear you kids over there. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge, understanding, and good judgment in a way that leads to right decisions and meaningful living. It is more than intelligence or information. It is knowing what to do, when to do it, and how to do it when discernment and humility and purpose come alive. Biblical wisdom is often connected to the reference of God, more understanding, and living according to the truth. Someone say truth. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free in your mind. The mind, defined, is a part of a person that thinks, understands, feels, reminds, images, and makes decisions. It is where your thoughts, emotions resonates, and is where and exists. You see, the mind is the center of thought, perception, understanding, and consciousness within a person. The Bible even tells us, do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable unto our God, the perfect will of God. You see, God is the supreme being who created all things, know all things, ruled with perfect love and wisdom. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Once you connect with God fully, we may not come without his service. We cannot be disconnected without his service. Once we fully dedicate our lives, when we fully seek he first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, everything will be added to us. When we truly build a true relationship with him, there's nothing can separate us from him. And then mother. A mother is a woman who gives life, nurtures, protects, teaches, loves her children with care, wisdom, and sacrifice. You see, a mother is often seen as the heart of the family, providing, guiding strength, comfort, and support. So as we look back at our scripture, we see here the look of a mother who believes in providing godly wisdom to her children. It says here, she opens her mouth with wisdom. and the teaching of kindness in her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her husband and her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. You see, growing up, whenever my mother would open up her mouth in the house, everyone listened because we knew she meant business, even though we always knew she loved us deeply. Her words carrying meaning, correction, guidance, wisdom, and protection. Looking back, even now, she reminds me of the woman described right here in the book of Proverbs 31, in kindness. You see, in the world where mothers carry enormous responsibility, Proverbs 31 here gives us a portrait of a woman whose strength is seen not only in what she does, but how she thinks, how she speaks, how she leads, how she sacrifices, and how she loves. You see, this passage reveals the beauty character of a wise mother. It highlights the wisdom of her mind, the kindness of her spirit, and the discipline of her work, and the legacy of her influence. You see, Proverbs 31, woman is not just perfect, but she is purposeful. She is not praised because life was easy for her, but because she remained faithful through the challenges life placed before her. Even though my mother was not perfect, I watched her fight through difficult seasons of life and still find a way to come out on top. How many can honestly say that your mother fought beyond her struggles? Yeah, yeah, I see you. Who can say your mother gave you absolutely her last? How many can say that? Some of us watched our mothers go without food so their children can eat. Some watched their mothers work double shifts, come home exhausted, and still help out with homework, cook dinner, pray over the family, and prepare for the next day. Some of us saw our mothers cry privately behind closed doors. But somehow she still smiled publicly in front of her children so fear would not overtake the home. There's mothers who stretch one paycheck across the entire month. Mothers who learn how to turn struggle into survival. Is that a witness out there? Mothers who carry burdens nobody could even carry. Mothers who silently battle depression, heartbreak, disappointment, betrayal, exhaustion, while still showing up every single day for her children. There are mothers who rode city buses to work before sunrise and came home after dark. Mothers who miss meals to pay bills. I'm going to say that one more time. I said mothers who miss meals to pay bills. I see you right there. Mothers who sacrifice dreams, opportunities, and comfort so their children could have better future. So her children can have a better future. It's good to see these children in the room. I remember mothers in my community who became both mothers and fathers overnight, not excluding those fathers who are in their children's life, but this is Mother's Day. Women who had to teach their sons how to be men while trying to heal from their own wounds. Women who carried groceries in one hand and carried emotional pain in the other hand, yet somehow they still found enough strength to encourage their children to keep going. Some mothers raised their children while grieving the loss of the loved ones. Some hardship while refusing to let her children lose hope. Though I got a witness in here. And yet, despite all of this, many mothers still showed up at school meetings, football games, and concerts, and graduations, and church service, and late night conversations at the kitchen table. But what makes this mother remarkable is not just she never struggled, it's that she refused to quit. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not a quitter. I promise you I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. You see, a strong mother does not just raise children. She raises a village. She becomes the counsel of the family, the prayer warrior of the household, the provider when money gets tight, the nurse when someone gets sick, the encourager when somebody wants to give up, and the protector when danger comes. Many mothers become the emotional backbone of their entire family. They raise not only their children, but their nieces, their nephews, their grandchildren, their neighbors' kids, and anyone else who needs to be loved and guided. There are grandmothers raising grandchildren because their children fell into addiction or incarceration. There are older sisters stepping into parental roles because circumstances demand maturity before it's time. There are aunties, godmothers, church mothers, and mentors helping shape young lives because they understand that sometimes it takes a village to raise a child. You see, these women may not always receive recognition, applause, or appreciation, but heaven sees every sacrifice that they make. Even through my mentoring program, Accelerating Men, we have mentored young men ages 10 through 18 over the last 12 years, interacting with mothers, grandmothers, sisters, guardians who are raising boys on their own. Their stories have shown me that motherhood is not just about perfection, but it's about endurance, sacrifice, faith, resilience, love, and showing up even when life becomes overwhelming. I've met mothers who worked overnight shift but still show up in the mentoring sessions because they wanted their son surrounded by positive influence. I have seen mothers break down in tears because they were trying to carry the weight of parenting alone while also worrying about keeping their son safe from violence, peer pressure, depression, destructive environment. I have seen mothers celebrate small victories because every accomplishment felt like proof that their sacrifice was not in vain. Yeah. You see, here research shows continuously to highlight the growing reality many women face while raising children. According to the U.S. Census, the family research data, nearly 1 in 4 children in the U.S. are being raised in single-parent households, and approximately 80% of those homes are led by single mothers. Millions of children are also being raised by grandparents or relatives due to challenges such as poverty, addiction, incarceration, and family instability. You see, what I have witnessed firsthand is that many of these women carry both emotional and financial weight of parenting while still trying to nurture and discipline and encourage and guide and protect these young men they're raising. Despite the odds, many continue to fight for their children further with unwavering faith, resilience, and determination. Their lives remind me that strength is not just found in having a perfect journey, but it's a refusing to quit the journey. It becomes difficult. This is why the wisdom of the Proverbs 31 matters to us. It reminds us that a wise mother is not defined by perfection, appearance, or status. She is defined by her character, her endurance, her faith, and her ability to build even while life is trying to break her. You see, the Proverbs 31 woman teaches us that women and wisdom is not just simply intellectual, it is practical. Wisdom is knowing how to lead a household through difficult times. Wisdom is knowing when to speak and when to stay silent, my mother. Wisdom is knowing how to discipline with love, correction, and compassion, and protect without destroying confidence. You see, throughout this message, we learn that Mother Maai teaches children to pause and to ask for permission and to move alone when given direction. But before we cross the street, before we stay out late, before we make decisions, many of us had to ask Mother, may I? You see, the question taught us respect, patience, humility, and trust. It taught us that somebody wiser was looking ahead for danger we could not see. In the same way, God, may I, teaches us to seek God before making moves in life. The transition from Mother, may I, to God, may I, is to shift from seeking earthly instruction to seeking divine direction. Just another mother's yes or no was meant to protect God and develop us. But God's answers are designed to lead us into purpose, wisdom, and spiritual maturity and destiny. Sometimes our mother told us no because they could see the danger ahead. Yeah. I said sometimes our mothers told us no because they could see the danger ahead. Sometimes God closes doors for the very same reason. Sometimes our mothers delay our desires because they knew we were not ready yet. Sometimes God allows seasons of waiting because he is preparing us for something greater. Anybody want something greater from the Lord? I hear you. And just like that, we learn to trust our mothers. Even when we did not understand their decisions, we must also learn to trust God. Even when he answers challenges, our expectations. The older I get, the more I realize many of our prayers, our mother's prayers I prayed today, sounds familiar to this lesson Mother taught here long ago. Her wisdom prepared me to hear God's wisdom. Her discipline prepared me to understand God's correction. Her protection helped me to recognize God's covering, and her love helped me to understand God's grace. So today, we do not just celebrate mothers because they gave birth. We celebrate mothers because they carried families through storms. We celebrate mothers because they stood strong when life became heavy. We celebrate mothers because they prayed when nobody else prayed. I can get an amen here. Sacrifice when nobody else sacrificed, and believe in their children when nobody else believed in them. And for every mother who ever wondered if her sacrifice mattered, please know this. Every seed, every love, every tear, every prayer, every sleepless night, every sacrifice, and every moment that you endured helped build legacy that will continue to leave long legacy even after you're gone. So as we close in this message, I do believe that there are at least four important steps that we must take to ask God, going from mother, may I, to asking God, may I. Are y'all following me here? To ask God, may I, means living with a heart that seeks God's permission, direction, wisdom, and approval before making decisions or taking action. It is choosing surrender over impulse, prayer over pride, and obedience over assumption. A powerful way to understand God, may I, is through four spiritual steps, seeking God before moving forward first. Seeking the kingdom of God first. I want to say, seek the kingdom. I'm closing. Y'all still with me? I hear you, children. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Just like the game, mother may I, the child cannot move forward without first asking. In the same way, God teaches us to seek his direction before we move in life. Sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he says no. Oh, Lord God, I hate that no. But both answers come from his wisdom and love. But when he says yes, he is opening doors. He is releasing blessings. He is showing that the timing and direction align with his will. Because yes can mean, are you ready? Someone say, are you ready? Yes can be the season is right. Yes can be the opportunity is beneficial. Yes can be God trusts you with the next steps. Do God trust you with your next steps? God, yes, often follows obedience, faith, and trust. So will you trust him? The second one. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Sometimes what we want is not what we need. You see, God sees danger, heartbreak, and distractions and consequences when we cannot see it. You see, trusting in God is simply getting protection from him. Many times in life, I had to trust in God. My path became clear. So today, God is calling us to trust in him even more. Even we have to wait on his voice. Somebody say, wait on him. Number 3 says, wait on God. Isaiah 40:31 says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Galatians 6:9 said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And mother may I, the children must wait patiently for permission to move. Likewise, God develops patience and humility, discipline, and trust through a waiting season. Sometimes the answer is not yet. Sometimes the answer is wait. Sometimes the answer is grow first. And then lastly, trust me longer. You see, waiting here teaches us to depend on God instead of rushing ahead emotionally. And fourth and final, and I'm closing. The fourth, it says, have faith in God. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. How many believe that God is going to get you through your situation? Faith means believing God is still working when life feels confusion. Trusting when the money is low. Trusting him when prayers seem unanswered. You see, faith says, I do not see the outcome yet, but I still believe God is with me. I just believe God. You see, faith does not panic when God says, seek him. Wait, not yet. Trust me longer. Keep having faith. Because today, God is reminding us that our mothers gave us wisdom to help guide us towards him. That's the revelation. Children, when you leave your mother and your father, you go on your own, you have to develop a relationship with God yourself. And that's why we're transferring from mother may I to God may I, for us to build our own relationship with God. How many truly want to build a deeper relationship with God? Come on, stand on your feet. I said, how many truly want to build a deeper relationship with God? There may be something in your life right now. There may be something you're going through right now online. There may be something you've still been asking God for. You've been asking your mother for it, and she didn't give you permission. She didn't give you a yes. She told you no. But God said, hey, just come to me. I'm going to give you rest. I got a yes in your seeking. I got a yes in your trusting. I got a yes in your waiting. I got a yes in your faith. If that's you right now, today, there's some sticky notes over here. If you're still trying to get God's attention, on my left side, that there's a display saying, God, may I. How many truly asking God for something in your life? Raise your hand. Come on, lift your hands right here. How many truly asking God? How many have been asking for things since you was a child? And you're still waiting on him. He said, write down the vision, make it plain, write upon tables of men so they can see it. Let's be a witness today. Let's come together as a family. I want to challenge you. I want to charge you to come up here and write down that very thing that you're asking God for and place it right here on this left side. Is there one? Is there two? Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Is there one? You're asking God for something right now in your life. Maybe a change of job. Maybe more finances right here on this left side. Write it down and put it on this board here. There may be somebody right here. If you're watching online, type it in. Say, God, may I? Because he has the mind and the wisdom. No one can do it like he can. Is there another? Children, is you asking your mother for something? And she said, no. Keep believing, long as right. Who's out there? Who's watching? Somebody in this room is still asking God for something. Yeah, I see you. Yep. Come on. We shouldn't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. God wants us to grow in the season. We see here, this mother had confidence in herself to give her true instructions to her son. To her children, to help them go down the right path. So today, that's our goal. That's our path. That's our charge. That we're asking God, and we're believing whatever we ask in his name, we shall receive it. Anybody believe that?